to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get Alpha Business Banking.
Quarter appreciated by 13.1% amid Middle East tensions. Court denied John Ranji Bell pending appeal on a 4-year sentence case. In global news, Senegal's ex-president Macky Sall urges peace and diplomacy at UN mission. Good afternoon, welcome to the CSFM World News News Conference. My name is Anita. Bank of Zambia Governor Dr. Benny Kayaya has disclosed that the kwacha has appreciated by 13.1% against the US dollar as of 16 April 2026, despite the heightened risk aversion arising from the conflict in the Middle East. Speaking this morning during the town hall meeting on the country's first quarter performance and economic outlook, Dr. Kayaya notes that the key drivers that have contributed to the increase of the kwacha against the US dollar include increased supply of foreign exchange by the mining sector, strong inflows from financial institutions, and structural reforms by the government and the central bank, amongst others. Dr. Kayaya has, however, cautioned that the appreciation may not be sustainable in the long term unless it is supported by increased production. Meanwhile, the governor revealed that some members of the public still hold old currency even after the exchange period ended, adding that approximately 97% of the currency has been successfully exchanged.
Information, you see that the mining sector has already brought in 707.6 million dollars. So the modern thing is changing that we are seeing is driven by that factor. There's another player, the global player, who is currently in the country.
At the same event, Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Sundaram Chokotwani says the country has to embark on a rigorous journey of reforms if it is to get out of the poverty status. Dr. Chokotwani noted that the past 4 years have demonstrated that the reforms yield positive results, adding that government will continue on this path not to burden citizens but to improve the country's economic standing.
In the way it happens, reform is not as good if you think about it, lack of growth and poverty is a signal to the something wrong at the brain, or the something that has to be right which you are not doing. That's what lack of growth means.
Meanwhile, Zambia Revenue Authority ZRA Commissioner General Bindani Banda expressed concern that some sectors are still not contributing adequately to the gross domestic product GDP growth despite being active taxpayers. Mr. Banda cited the real estate sector as an example, noting that although it accounts for about 4% of GDP, its contribution stands at only 0.5%.
In terms of emerging factors which FTR covered to a large extent, in terms of challenges for us, the key one was the primary limited service base, where we have 1,042 taxpayers in quarter one accounted for 80% of the revenue that was collected, which is 1.3%. So though when you look at the trend from 2021 to 2025, so the number is increasing. We started at 807, now we're 1,042, but we're not seeing growing at the expected rate in terms of increasing the number of taxpayers that should account for the larger proportion of the taxes.
The Economic and Financial Crimes Court, High Court Division, has denied bail pending appeal to former Foreign Affairs Minister John Ranji, who is currently serving a 4-year prison sentence. In a ruling delivered by a panel of 3 judges comprising Susan Wendelani, Anna Malata Onojuju, and Ian Mavolovolo, this morning the court found that Mr. Malanji's appeal has seen chances of success and that no exceptional circumstances were presented to warrant granting bail. The court stated that the likelihood of success on appeal is the most critical factor in determining bail pending appeal, adding that even the possibility of serving a substantial portion of the sentence before an appeal is heard is not sufficient ground where prospects of success are minimal. He further noted that all grounds of appeal were reviewed and the prima facie view was reached that they lacked merit. Mr. Malanji was convicted on 4th September 2025 on 7 counts of possession of property suspected to be proceeds of crime, contrary to the forfeiture of proceeds of crime act, and sentenced to 4 years imprisonment. The assets in question include 2 helicopters and properties alleged to have been acquired using funds intended for the establishment of a Zambian chancery in Turkey. He was convicted alongside his co-accused, former Secretary to the Treasury, Fredson Yemba. Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, has affirmed Parliament's commitment to transparency and accountability, emphasizing the need for leaders at all levels to maintain the highest level of integrity. Speaking at the 4th Zambian National Prayer Breakfast this morning, Ms. Muti noted that the road to national healing can only be attained with honesty and integrity, and that leaders must promote a culture of unity, peace, and love. Ms. Muti has since commended all that have worked endlessly to promote peace, aligning with the theme for today's meeting, One Nation, One People, healing through truth, love, and forgiveness. At the same event, Zambia National Prayer Breakfast Board of Reference Chairperson Bishop Joshua Banda emphasized that national strength flows from national alignment, adding that national prayers have proven to have a positive impact on countries around the world.
We have said that we have always recognized that national strength flows from spiritual alignment. The National Prayer Breakfast is therefore not just any arrangement. It is a continuation of the national covenant, a sacred state where leadership necessarily pauses, reflects, and realigns with divine purposes. That should lead me directly into the theme that you observe. One nation, one people, healing through truth, love, and forgiveness.
And guest speaker, Reverend Dr. Antoine Lutensire of the Rwandan Anglican Cleric, challenged leaders in Zambia to honor and deliver on all the promises they have made. Social and political anthropologist Dr. James Musonda has described as disturbing reports that government obtained the remains of former President Edgar Lungu from a morgue in South Africa without the family's consent. Dr. Musonda says the development raises serious concerns about respect for cultural norms, human dignity, and the handling of sensitive national matters. He emphasized that the issue goes beyond legal considerations, touching on morality and societal values, noting that matters of death and burial carry deep cultural and emotional significance and must be treated with utmost care and respect. Dr. Musonda called for a balanced approach, suggesting that the family should either be allowed to proceed with burial arrangements in line with their wishes, or that all parties engage in meaningful dialogue to reach an amicable resolution. He further warns that Zambia risks international embarrassment if the situation is not handled appropriately, especially during the election period.
The right to quickly take the board and to face such an international embarrassment where you are ordered by the court to return the board is very disturbing, very, very disturbing. This country has faced enough embarrassment.